In the bottom daf, Lamavam Beis has a kasha. Then when the pasuk says the basar is tamei, high basar diskasher b'may. How did it become mukshar to mekabel tuma? If it's in hukshar b'dam, so dam kashrim is not mukshar. Gemara goes to different kashas, and then the Gemara says don't make Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Maybe it's like the case of Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Don't Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Can we go into a hasla parish or zivchei shlamim Rav Yehuda b'nachal shachta b'dam mashkes v'achaleya? So that could be a case where it's hukshar to mekabel tuma that still has water that was on it. Before he was, before he shechted it, when he was mavir, but in the nacha on the way to the Beis Hamikdash. So on this case of the Gemara, the Ktzais, Asakasha, and Siman Tafav, that Shita Sarambam is that you can only be Maksha Sandi Bim Kabal Tumah if you have the Ratzon of the Bailam. The Bailam have to be the ones who have Ratzon. If it's not the Bailam's Ratzon, then it's not Mokshet Bim Kabal Tumah. So he says, how is it B'chlal Shaykh to have a Hashem Kabal Tumah by a part of Kachim, part of Shlomim? There is no Bailam. The Bailam is hektish, but there is no, the owner is not the Bailam, and now it belongs to the Beis Hamikdash. There is no Bailam over here, so how is it possible to have hechsher if there's no ratzon of the Bailam? And the Ktzais wants to say that you have to say this is going like a Rabbi Yosef Glili, who holds a kachim kalam is mama Bailam, and therefore the Bailam is considered a Bailam over here, the Gabe having ratzon, because it's still considered his mammon. But if you don't hold like a Rabbi Yosef Glili and a Chanami, then the case won't work out. And if you don't, he wants to be Yashiv. Why the Gemara says a case of Parashal Zivchei Shaman Dafka? Why does it have to be a Shaman? Why not a different carbon? The Teretz is that other carbonists, Itaki can't be Mukshim to be Mekabel Tumah because there is no Bailam. It's Maman Gavaya. But Dafka by Shaman, where it shaykh to be a Bailam, the fear basically, really, that would be why we say Dafka Zivchei Shaman. Rashi is bothered with this. Why do we pick Zivchei Shaman? He says different Shatim. Why? But he says if you're the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense why it has to be Dafka Zivchei Shaman. But the Achanim have a kasha on the Ktzais, Rav Shach has this kasha, and Avi Ezri and others, that the, and even on the Gemara, this would answer the Gemara, but the Rambam himself, when he brings this Gemara in Tumas Eichelim, Perak Yod, Alach Yod Zayin, the Lashon of the Rambam is, Paras Kachim Shavir Banar, Veshachta, V'dayin Mashka Tefech Aleya. So the Rambam doesn't call it a Paras Shlom, it says Paras Kachim. So the Rambam is not, if the Rambam held only works by Shlomim, L'chai, he should specify that we're talking about Shlomim, like the Gemara says. He bedafka changed it to Kachim, which sounds like it could be all Kachim. So now the Rambam of Shitasa is very sure. How could you have Hechsher by Stam Behemoth Kachim, which is not Shlomim, L'chai, there is no Bailam that's able to have the Hechsher. So there's a very nice teretz on this from Rabbi Baruch Kamai. It's brought down in the Sefer Dev Eliezer from Beis Yehuda Finkel. He says that even though the Rambam says Paras Kachim, but Avada he means Shlomim, because there is no other case of Paras Kachim being a carbon, because Eiler Nashim are Scharim, and Chatas is a Par, Zacha, not a Par who's an Akeva. So the only way you could have a, an Akeva could be a Kisvan Tzira, can't be a Par. So the only possible carbon which could be a Paras Kachim is a Shlomim. So Mela, by saying Paras Kachim, that means Par Shlomim, and therefore it's not Shver on the Rambam. But on the Etzim Kasha, the Ktzais is another teretz in the Chazanish. The Chazanish says that it's b'chal not shver, because when the Rambam says you need das bailam, it doesn't mean dafka bailam, but it means as opposed to an acher has no shaykh, a stomach person has machshava about, and that doesn't help. The one who's achray for this thing, one who's involved with it, his das works. So it could be an apotropos, it could be somebody who's achray for it. That's enough to be considered ratzon. Doesn't have to be a din bailam hamish. So even if you hold not like a b'yisag lilin, even if you're talking about a regular carbon, but whoever is bringing this carbon, he has a shaykhus to it, he's like an apotropos, it's this carbon is for him. Mimela his das and Ratzin would have a din of Ratzin Bailam, Lagabi the din of Hekshir Tumah.